Vladimir Horowitz was born 100 years ago today. When he died in 1989, some music critics pulled out a phrase they don't usually use. Horowitz, they said, was the greatest pianist of his time. To mark his centennial, New York's Lincoln Center holds a 3-day film festival, and there are new Horowitz compilations available on CD. Music commentator Miles Hoffman celebrates the day by asking one of his favorite questions: what makes a musician great?
When you talk about Vladimir Horowitz, these are the kinds of words that you do hear. You hear genius, you hear magic, you hear the god of the piano.
So he's the standard.
Well, he did set a standard. He set a standard for virtuosity. He set a standard for variations in tone color at the piano, what you could do with the sound of a piano. If we listen, for example, to a live performance, Bob, of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. And you'll hear the most exquisite, delicate control in the first section we listened to, which is the dance of the unhatched chicks. And now, as Monty Python would say, for something completely different. Same piece, Bob, different movement.
Busy boy.
Busy boy, and again, what we're hearing is what sounds like 3, 4, 5 pianos at once. But Horowitz was not just somebody who pounded the heck out of the piano. He was famous for the range of quiet sounds that he made. Somebody once came up to him backstage and said, you know, maestro, between piano and pianissimo, in other words, between soft and very soft, you have 20 different levels of volume. And Horowitz's response was, thank you for noticing. You know, Bob, I must say that we find ourselves curious about these great artists. We want to know what kinds of people they were or they are, and we think that somehow we'll find the same qualities in the person that we find in the playing.
Now, he had his rock star side.
Well, it's not so much rock star. I mean, he was a troubled man in many ways. There was great sadness in his life. He disappeared from the concert stage for years at a time. He was a chronic depressive. He had electroshock treatments. But it's just dangerous to try to make a parallel between the personality and the art. Friedrich Nietzsche, I know one of your favorites, mm-hmm. We've talked about him a lot, mm-hmm. He said behind many a great artist is a mediocre man. And you don't have to call Horowitz mediocre, but you don't necessarily see in his personality that which came out on the stage. These great artists tap into something, Bob, that's beneath personality, that's before personality. Otherwise, how do we explain all these horrible people who were great artists, who created either beautiful music or great visual art?
I think you worry about this too much. I think a lot of people expect artists to be eccentric. Some people like their artists to be eccentric.
Well, that's true, especially if they don't have to live with them every day or work with them. I think, Bob, there are also some people who think that artistic greatness comes from either eccentricity or from, in some cases, illness. My own opinion is that more often it's the case that they were great artists despite their pain, despite their trouble. They overcame it. That's what's interesting.
You can't have a centennial nowadays without somebody taking commercial advantage.
Well, right, and Sony has just released kind of an interesting record. It's a re-release, really, of Horowitz's performance at Carnegie Hall on May 9th, 1965, his return after 12 years of not performing in public. And the storyline here is that they're releasing a completely unedited version of the live performance because the original release of this performance had some edits in it. And that's the way many records are released, by the way. It's called a live performance, but afterwards you go back into the concert hall and you fix a couple little things.
I can hear the producer saying, well, Maestro, we'll fix it in the mix.
That's right, and it was fixed in the mix. But to tell you the truth, if you A-B them, if you listen to them one after the other, it's very hard to hear where the edits are. And in fact, there aren't that many.
Well, did you, in fact, hear Horowitz in person?
I wish I had. People who heard him never forgot it. I wish I had heard Horowitz.
Miles Hoffman is author of the NPR Classical Music Companion and the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players. More on the music in this interview at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.